Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, July 11th. We're back with a guestless week so far, and we'll see if things change, but that's okay because I realize people like when we just chat about shit.
Yeah,
you know?
I noticed that too.
Yeah, so because sometimes I guess they don't connect with a guest or something.
Well, the guests, it's like a snooze fest.
Okay, well, bring your own then.
Hey, I've offered that before. You say no.
What?
Yeah.
What did I tell you?
Let me post on my page and
No posting.
We'd have a million guests though.
Right.
Yeah, you won't let me do that. So don't tell me to bring my own guests because you won't let me.
No, but I thought people that you know or something, you know, but okay. We'll talk about it. Okay,
yeah.
Maybe it's worth it. We'll see.
Yeah, not this week. I ain't doing shit this week.
Yeah, but you got to, but we got to find people that are fascinating, that do something.
Yeah,
you know?
A lot of them probably follow me. I just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
Music, songwriters, producers, you never know.
Yeah. Oh, well. So it's getting like overcast lately, you know, so it's not as hot as it was. And I guess yesterday we talked about this.
Yesterday was hot.
Mail delivery woman that died in the 120 degree heat. Man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, you don't know. And then there's an article here I saw. This woman left her two babies in a hot car while shopping at Walmart. So what happened was, I guess, a security guard.
Like babies in car seats?
Yeah.
Wow.
A 9-month-old and a 1-year-old. I mean, even if it's not hot, who leaves a fucking baby in the car?
And like, what if they got abducted or kidnapped?
Or anything. If they need their mom, if they freak out, right?
Wow, trash.
Well, you should see what she looks like. She's got fucking tattoos on her neck and everything. She looks pretty scary.
Right.
Probably like a gang.
She obviously doesn't want to be a mom.
No.
Like, she probably thought, okay, let me leave my kids in the car really quick because I'm just going to be like 5 minutes.
Well, her claim is that they were asleep. She didn't want to wake them.
Okay, no, I just...
Is that fucking... Come on, what is...
She can get her kids taken away for that, right?
Of
like
course,
DSS or Child Protective Services or can come and swoop
oh,
her
yeah,
kids up.
Yeah, she's already in jail being held for child endangerment. And she was released on bail of $100,000. So there you go, you know. The doors were locked. I guess people gathered around the car. So the security guard came over and saw that... what was going on. So they, but nothing happened to the kids. They appeared a little distressed, but fuck, what a
I wonder how many other times she's done that.
Right. And what else she's done to her kids.
Right.
Maybe it's good for her kids. They'll be saved.
Right.
From this fucking monster.
Right. And where's the dad at?
Wow. Yeah. Where's the dad at? No fucking dads around. Nobody taking responsibility.
No.
Right?
Or the dad's at work. I don't know.
Yeah,
but even
well,
at so, like,
know.
You know how your wife gets down. It's not the first time she's left him in the car. She probably has run to the liquor store, left him in the backseat, run to Target, whatever.
Yeah, who knows? So how are you doing this morning?
I'm so bad, Sam. And I have.
You look like you've been hit by a truck.
I know. Even downstairs, Casey was like, whoa. I was like, I know. I just don't even want to talk about it.
So what happened? Did you party hard last night or what?
Well, my friend's show premiered. It was like another season of the MTV's Challenge, and he had a premiere party. And the guy that I've been talking to, the one from the UK, went. And oh my God, did he see the psycho side of this bitch last night?
Really?
Yeah. Like.
So you think you lost him forever?
Oh no, he probably lost me though.
Really?
Yeah. He's already sent me like 20 apology texts. I'm like, nah, go fuck yourself.
Really?
Yeah. So he showed up late. And the thing is like when it's just me and him, he's super sweet, super affectionate. And then when we were at the club, it was like he was standing on the like opposite side. I'm like, no, I'm not about to do this. Like,
yeah,
like this is like we run in the same crowd. Like, I don't know what you're doing or what you're trying to prove. So I went to the bathroom and I got back. He was exchanging numbers with this blonde chick and I knocked the phone right out of her hand. I said, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. Yeah.
But that's an assault.
And he looked at me,
he
goes, you're so crazy. I was like, I don't give a fuck. You have seen nothing. This is nothing.
Yeah.
I was very drunk.
Yeah, you're not thinking.
No.
You're not thinking. You're going to end up in jail, I'm telling you. This is an assault. You can't touch somebody and
I touched
and
her
hit
phone.
Them.
I didn't touch her.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No assault. Well, they're going to arrest me of assault on an iPhone. Let's be serious.
No, but she was holding the iPhone.
Yeah, but I didn't touch her. I just smacked
her phone.
It
doesn't matter. You assaulted her.
No, she was scared of me. She wasn't going to do shit.
Well.
She just looked at me in disbelief, like, oh, I was like, yeah. Pick your phone up and get the fuck out of here.
I know. And then, and then the guy's like, what the fuck just happened?
Oh, man. So then we got into a heated argument about his friends,
because
his friend likes me.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, your friend likes me. Like me and
you
him.
You told him that?
Yeah. But me and him, me and his friend has had like deep, deep, like life rooted conversations. Like he told me some of the stuff he said to me, he hasn't even told him. So really? I was being petty and I was like, yeah, half the stuff he's told me, he's never even told you. And he got so mad, he left the club.
Really?
Yeah. He just left me there. But I didn't know he left. He didn't say he left.
Yeah. So you turn him against his friend. Plus, the friend likes you more than he does, probably.
Yeah.
You've talked more. So maybe you were meant to meet the friend, not that guy.
His friend is maybe just too much like my ex. They even look alike.
Really?
Yeah, they even have the same voice. I just could never do it. Like, I even tell him all the time, I'm like, you literally are my ex.
Really?
Sounds Jeez. Just like him. I was like, maybe you're his kid. Maybe he had a kid in the UK.
Yeah.
It looks and sounds just like him. So weird.
So they're both from the UK.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But his friend left on Monday.
He
leaves today. He's like, can I please see you before I leave?
So
I was
you
like,
just
no.
broke up their friendship too?
No, never.
Why? I mean, he left the club probably because he was irritated that his friend had told you things that he didn't tell him.
I don't even think he's going to remember that. He was just as drunk.
Why would he have left the club though?
He left to meet someone. Let's be serious. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Wow. And he took you, I mean, you went together to the club and then he just left.
I just left. And I didn't know he left. So when everybody left the club, I thought he was still inside.
Right.
So I was yelling at everybody, like, we can't leave one of our crew members inside. I'm going to go back in and get him. So I like went back in the club, walked around for like 10 minutes trying to find him, waited outside of the men's room. Right. And then I came back out and everybody left. Like everyone was gone. Uh-huh. So I was super wasted. So I was crying that everybody left me. And then he texts me, goes, hey, babe, just got home. And I like lost my shit.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, that is not nice.
Yeah.
Just like send a text like I left. Don't like have me standing outside. Like I could have been in bed earlier.
That's true. Plus, you don't just abandon a woman that you take out.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is that? So I don't know about these guys. Why is it that they go out with a woman and then they want to get the numbers or hook up with other women? I mean, what's that about?
I don't know.
Do women do that too?
I think some women do. I don't.
Yeah.
I definitely believe that some women are the same. Like they'll be talking to a guy and if they see something better, then.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah, but I think that happens.
Men are not the only guilty ones. Women do it too.
Right, right.
Yeah. So it's just like an endless sea of bullshit.
Yeah. I just don't understand why you get yourself so shit-faced when you're in an unfamiliar place. You're not like in a home or something.
I know, yeah.
Why would you do that?
The security guard got me like a rose and was like, here. Because I was crying on the corner like a
prostitute. But I mean, did you think of a point, you could get to a point where you just pass out or something?
No, I wasn't that drunk.
Well, you don't know. I mean, you don't know what could happen. You could like bump into something, trip, hit your head.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, shit like that. That's how people get blackouts, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But my question is, why would you want this to happen in a public place? Do you know how
you never know
embarrassing it would be?
Okay, I wasn't drunk where it was embarrassing, except for the fact that I got ghetto with some chick. I was kidding. Other than that, I was fine. I was, like, dancing, having a good time. But
don't you think that drinking so much is sort of like trying to suppress some pain or something?
You know what it is? It's not that. It's I choose to drink vodka when I go out instead of wine. I mean, because no club has wine. Like, no one's going to order a bottle of wine and have it at their table at the club. So I started with vodka at my apartment. And then they luckily had the same vodka at the club at the table. But the thing is about when I drink vodka is I'm drinking it and I feel nothing. And then, like, an hour or two after you've taken your last sip, it fucking hits you in a rush.
Right. So why would you drink vodka? If that's it's what just it
any
does li- to
it's
you.
Just any liquor.
No, but why drink?
Could have been tequila. Could have been anything.
Why can't you just drink one or two?
Because I'm like drinking and I'm like, wow, I don't feel anything. I'm completely sober.
No, but you can think rationally, right?
Well, it depends. It depends because you're not making the drink, so you don't know how much.
In advance, you tell yourself, look, I'll have two drinks tonight, and then the rest I'm just going to have, you know, sparkling water or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you really have to do that. Don't let yourself, like, I mean, how can people have any respect for you anyway if you're like that fucked up, you know?
I wasn't that fucked up. Like, well, I wasn't, like, on the outside, you wouldn't have been able to tell that I was that fucked
up. Well, inside you were.
Yeah, but no one knows how what I'm going through on the inside.
No, I know, but for you, I mean, it's not, you don't enjoy it, so what the hell?
I know, I definitely know. I FaceTimed my sister today, and I was like, no.
Yeah, you got to stop with that, man. It's crazy, and it's dangerous, too, you know? I mean, people can... try to take advantage of you when you're like defenseless and shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Look at you yawning.
I know.
Closing your eyes. Okay, we'll cut the show short today.
No, it's fine. I can thug it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming. Maybe we would have been better off if you stayed in bed today. I would have gladly slept for another hour, man. Shit.
Yeah, sleep is just fantastic.
Yeah.
I love to sleep.
I know. And, you know, since my son moved in, his room is a little warmer, so he turns on the air conditioning at night.
Mm.
And it makes me freeze, but it's also hard to get up in the morning when it's
that cold.
When you're nice, warm under the
blanket. Oh, yeah, and then you get up and it's freezing and you gotta, like, wrap yourself up in another blanket.
Stay in bed, you know, it's not necessarily being tired, just being nice and warm.
Yeah, yeah, yep. The AC was on this morning when I woke up. Oh, I took the dog for a walk.
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah, he's a cutie pie. He's growing on me. I'm starting to fall in love with him.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. You're forgetting the other one now?
No, I'll never forget him.
Oh,
I don't think I don't honestly think I'd be able to forget any dog I fostered.
Because
I'll always be wondering, like, if they're good. But I took him for a walk and there was, like, this business guy standing outside his Range Rover talking to, obviously, his girlfriend he just dropped off that lives in my apartment building.
Right.
And he called the dog over. Like, he, like, immediately stopped his conversation and called Bruno over. And Bruno was super excited, and then he pissed on his shoe, marking his territory.
Oh, my God.
And he was, like, dressed to the nines, ready for business, a business meeting. God. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. He just marked his territory on you.
Oh, my God.
But then he took a picture of his collar, and he wants to adopt him.
Really?
Yeah, like, almost immediately. And I was like, okay. I don't know if he's full of shit or what, but he was, like, literally, like, hey, where do I find this dog? He took a picture of his collar, took pictures of him. I guess he's, like, obsessed with pit bulls, so.
Oh, really? So he likes him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, pissed on his leg.
Phew.
Animals have, don't give a shit, man. They do whatever they want. So, yeah. So what's your sister doing these days? She's not calling in anymore.
You
she
want
busy?
Her to? She just texted me.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell her to call in. Yeah, I need to discuss you with her.
Okay.
We need to intervene in your life here. Did you hear this Uber rider was charged $250 for a 7-minute trip? What they found was that he was driven to his hotel, and then the driver didn't complete the drive. He kept on riding for 2 hours, went back to the hotel, and then ended the trip. So
God, can he sue for that?
Well, first of all, Uber didn't believe him, you know, and then they agreed to refund it to him, but they wouldn't refund him the $13 bank fee that overdrew his bank account.
That's not fair.
No, right?
Yeah, that's
I mean, it's Google. $13, I mean...
That's nothing
to
them.
We've inconvenienced you. What the fuck? So it's the principle, you know?
That's crazy. So he's lucky it's only 13. I thought it's usually 35.
Yeah. What 35? Oh.
The overdraft fee is usually $35.
Well, it depends what bank and all that.
Yeah, that's true.
Could be a million things, but...
Oh. Gabby says she can't. She's getting ready for a Skype interview for a show.
Oh, okay. Come on.
Her Skype interview is at 10:30, so it's in 15
minutes. Okay, but you got to tell her we need to intervene in your life.
Yeah, here. I'll have her call in tomorrow.
Okay. We need to slow you down.
When I can be more engaged in the conversation.
Yeah. Is she, like, more responsible than you?
I mean, she has a kid.
Right. So what does that mean?
I would say in some extent. I mean, I think I grew up faster than her.
Yeah.
Like, I think I had more I've had more life experiences than her. Like,
okay.
I don't think she'd be able to survive on her own without, like, my parents' help.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Well, but, you know, you can be more responsible and not, you know, I mean, what I'm saying is she can have had less experience than you, but still be more responsible.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to drinking, probably not, no. Mm. Like, when she goes out, usually the next day, it's like tenfold.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, God. I'm like, we both do it to ourselves.
Yeah.
I think we get it from our mom.
I think you're pretty responsible, right?
I'm pretty responsible.
You can be counted on.
Yeah,
stuff.
Like, I always show up on time, even right. if I'm dying.
Right. All right. You're just not responsible with yourself, you know? You got to take care of yourself.
I mean, I'm responsible, except not when it comes to drinking. And even at that, I'm pretty responsible. Like, I won't take a drink from somebody that didn't make it in front of me.
Right. But what I'm saying is, why would you want to get so shit-faced in the first place?
I mean, I know. It's never the plan.
In order to enjoy yourself.
It's never the plan.
No?
It's never the plan, no. Definitely never the plan.
All right. So stop.
I'm definitely not drinking for the rest of the week, for sure. I'm taking it easy. No one's going to see me for the rest of the week. My best friend's coming to town next weekend, so I feel like I just need to, like, chill.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
How long will she be here for?
She's coming Thursday night, late, until Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to have her on the show.
Yeah.
How long have you known her?
Like, my whole life.
Really?
Yeah, I tell people she's my cousin. She's not.
That's nice.
Yeah. She knows
Since
me.
Childhood.
Yeah, she knows everything about me. Like, that's my, outside of Gabby, she's like the only person.
Your best
that,
friend.
Yeah, like that knows me. Like, knows my ugly, adds my beautiful.
How cool it is to have a cool friend like that.
Yeah, I mean, we fight like crazy, don't get me wrong. Like, we've gotten into some fights where we didn't talk for like 2-3 months, but then we'll like be like, what's up, girl? Really? Sometimes you just need a break.
Yeah.
Like,
no, if you spend too much time with one person, yeah, you need a break.
And if their personalities clash, like, it's just like, ugh, give me my space. See, I need a friend that understands that about me too. And I think she's the only person, like, for instance, like my old roommate, like I would have said we were friends, but when she moved out, she unfollowed me off everything and this kind of got weird. Yeah. And for me, I'm just take it as bitch needs some space.
Yeah.
You know, like I get that, but not a lot of people understand that about friendships,
right?
And those are probably not people that can roll and rally in my same circle.
Yeah.
This is the text I got this morning. Tell me how I should respond.
Okay.
He said, babe, I came out to see you guys and I literally left because I was exhausted, but you wouldn't either if I never bumped into you, so we need each other. Don't know what he's talking about. I've been here and literally flat out every day doing things, and I'm sorry if I'm crap sometimes, but last I was literally tired and I left. I'm sorry I didn't tell you. I can see you later on if you'd like before I go. Stop being so grumpy, kissy face.
Oh my God, I was tired and I left? What the fuck is that? He came with you, right? Did you go out together?
Yeah, we went out
he
together.
He picked you up?
No, I mean, he's from the UK, he doesn't have a car.
Oh, so okay.
Uber.
So you met
an
Uber?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I went home, solo dolo, crying in my the Lyft driver was like, do you want some ice cream or something? I was like, no, you creep. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Can you just bring me fucking home? Like, no, I don't want ice cream. Where are we going to get ice cream at 3 o'clock in the morning, Douglas?
Yeah. So this is a driver saying?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
He like literally was like, do you want to go get ice cream? I said, no, bring me home.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You see, that's why Uber is not an answer.
No. Sometimes it's like my dad be calling me. He's like, yeah, it's great that you have this facility. Number one, you don't know what these Lyft and Uber drivers are doing while they're waiting for a new ride. Like, they could
exactly.
be smoking a joint or
exactly.
downing a shot, like putting us at risk.
Oh, and they do all the time.
Yeah. Then it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That was creepy, though. And then when I got to my apartment.
And it's just like anybody, you know, what. Taxi drivers, they get vetted, they get background checks.
Right.
Like
I mean, I just think all of it, even taxi drivers, like it's all of it's kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, they're not doing the most extensive background check on someone driving a car. It's
right,
not like the U.S. government and they're working with like missile
But
launches.
Look, but usually taxi drivers, it's like their livelihood, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like Uber's people doing something on the side and things like
no,
that.
No, a lot of people that drive Uber, that's their livelihood.
Well, okay, but they probably have a good reputation,
yeah,
you know? But
yeah.
some people, but I mean, a taxi driver would not fuck up their career, I don't think.
Mm.
you know, unless they're really stupid.
Right.
And I'm sure it happens, but I think taxi is more reliable.
I definitely think you hear more stories of people Uber or Lyft fucking up, not taxi drivers. But honestly, at the end of the day, our generation is not using taxi.
Right.
Like no one is 1-800 yellow cab. Like no one's calling.
No, but I think they have apps now.
They do?
You can call a cab with an app. Of course.
I'm just going to type in taxi.
I think, I don't know if it works the same as Uber, but it does work where, you know, you can just, look for taxi or something.
Uber pops up.
Okay, what else?
Easy taxi car ride sharing. So it does. They do have an app now.
I wonder how many they have there. Do they have like the usual?
Oh, actually, these are games.
Oh, these are fucking games.
Yeah, it's like Taxi Driver 3D. Okay, so maybe they don't have an app, and you still have.
I saw a guy using an app, and don't you think they should by now?
Yes,
maybe
they need to get with the times.
Look for yellow cab or something.
Okay, let's see.
If they have that, it'll probably be a game too.
Cab. Yellow cab cooperative, book a taxi.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's free.
Look
and
it has
a 1-star rating. That's horrible. Let's see. Lyft has a 5-star rating.
Uh-huh.
And Uber has a 5-star rating. And then you have Yellow Cab. It's got 1-star.
But that's for the app, you know. Maybe the app sucks.
Well, it's just scary because, like, you hear all this stuff. Like, even, like, a month and a half ago, there was a Uber driver who shot and killed the person in his back seat because in whatever city he was at, it's legal to carry a firearm in your car to protect yourself. So he tried to use the story that the person in his back seat was erratic and trying to kill him.
Really?
So he shot him.
Attack him.
Yeah. And the cops obviously proved no, he wasn't. And now you're going to jail for first degree murder. Goodbye. So you just never know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like last night, the ice cream thing really creeped me out.
Yeah. Who does that?
Because I was like hysterically crying. Because when I drink, I get really emotional. Plus, I'm on my monthly friend. So it's just like a whole lot of emotions pouring through my body all at the same time. Plus liquor. I felt like I was crying vodka tears. Like they literally tasted like the vodka I just drank.
I'm sure.
And he was like, oh man, miss, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And he's like, are you sure? Do you want to go get some ice cream?
Well, then maybe that's a joke, you know? Maybe he said it as a joke.
No, he asked me 3 times, Sam.
Oh, 3 times?
I was like, bro, it was literally 3:10 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, there is no ice cream shop open right now.
No, but I'm saying it could have been just a joke, you know?
I don't know. He was saying it very seriously.
Like something like you look like you need some ice cream or something to calm down or whatever. I don't know if it was like really an invitation, but if you said he said it 3 times, then I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, I guess it was embarrassing last night.
Yeah. But it's funny that some people say, oh, I prefer Lyft drivers, but it's the same people. Every driver drives for both of them.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but what difference does it make, you know?
Lyft, I do like Lyft better.
Yeah.
It's cheaper.
Oh, it
the
is?
The prices are like...
Okay, but the drivers are not different.
Yeah, I don't really like acknowledge the drivers unless they do something creepy or out of line. Like, I'm just like, yeah, whatever. I mean, I'll have conversations with them because, you know, that's my personality. I can't sit in a car and not talk to you. But I like Lyft better because it's way cheaper. Like, a ride will be like $8.50 in Uber and it'll be like $3.10 in a Lyft. I'm like, that's a $5 difference.
That much?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Doesn't sound right.
No. It's literally.
Still like to.
I literally deleted the Uber app from my phone. Damn it.
I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. So why would people drive for Lyft? I mean, you make less money.
I don't know. I always that's wonder. I'm like, you're literally driving me somewhere for $3. You'd have to do like a million trips
sometimes,
in a day.
Sometimes less because the $3 is what you pay for your ride.
Well, on Lyft you can tip.
A portion of it. Right.
So I think maybe that's why the prices are lower because you could choose to tip the driver.
Oh, but on Uber you can now too.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
I haven't used Uber in like so long.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's sometimes everybody's got an Uber story, you know. I mean, when I was in San Francisco, I was waiting at the hotel and the guy's taking forever. Finally, he calls me. He's like, where are you? I'm like, it's right on the app, you know.
Right.
I'm in this hotel. Well, I'm not familiar with the area, you know.
That's what I don't understand when drivers don't know where they're going. I'm like, bro, how are you driving me and you don't know what you're doing?
Right. With a fucking GPS.
Yeah. And then after you go over, because they can charge you for longer drives. So they assume that the drive is going to be 15 minutes. The app will say, oh, the ride's going to be like $8. But if it ends up being more than that, they'll charge you.
Yeah.
I never knew that. Someone just told me
that. But you know that for the time, they don't charge you a lot as they do for the distance. So, I mean, if you're sitting in traffic, you're not really paying that much.
No. They can't do that. Yeah. It's just more if you go like a further distance or if you change the destination or something like that.
Yeah. Well, no, they could do that because in taxi cabs, it's like that. Mm-hmm. When you're sitting in traffic, yeah, you still charged. See the thing going.
That's why nobody uses a taxi cab. One ride could be like $50, like unpredictably.
Yeah.
Uber, that's never going to happen. Lyft, that's never going to happen.
Yeah. They've definitely revolutionized public transportation.
Yeah, it's crazy, huh? I wish I came up with it. Like, it's just such a smart idea. Yeah, we should start this app where people just pick up other people.
Right.
Like, I wonder if they just, like, smoked a blunt and talked about it. Now all of a sudden they're billionaires.
Right.
Well, didn't the CEO have to step down?
And all you have to do, what?
Didn't the CEO have to step down?
Yeah, he did because of sex harassment allegations.
Oh, fucking idiots.
Right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Hopefully he got enough payout.
Yeah.
To be good for the rest of his life.
But obviously their approach still needs a lot of adjustment, because if they told the guy, we're not giving you back the money for your overdraft, which, okay, maybe in principle they don't have to give it to him, but it's like they're just trying to, I think that's the culture there.
Right.
You know, it's like, fuck you type of thing.
Right.
And we don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah, I mean, I just don't understand people that drive Uber anymore. I mean, I can understand because, well, I did it not for the money. I just did it to fill some time. But then I realized I'm not really making a lot of money on this.
Yeah.
So it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Like you said, look, almost invariably when you drive at night, you end up in Hollywood because that's where everybody goes.
Yeah, yeah, needs ride home.
Right. So then you get another ride in Hollywood and they're just bar hopping. So it's a ride of $4. Right. As a driver, you get $2.75.
That's crazy.
I know.
So I don't know how they make money on Lyft.
You know, so, yeah. So let's say even if it's the same prices, okay?
Right.
Or similar, it's not worth it. It's just not worth it. Mm-hmm. And you're out in traffic a lot, so right. You have a higher likelihood of getting into an accident.
Right.
You know.
Right.
We're not talking about all the miles you're putting on your car and the gas.
Right.
And the insurance that sometimes you have to pay more to be an Uber driver. So it's just not, yeah, in the beginning maybe it was okay, but now it's just not, it doesn't justify itself.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But if people need cash quickly, it is a way to do it, you know. But when I realized, hey, I'm just a fucking taxi cab here, you know, waiting on people, I thought that's not for me.
No, yeah.
People
no.
would ask me, what are you doing driving Uber if you have a radio station? I'm like, I'm doing it for the fun. I was hoping to find some cool people,
yeah.
Meet some cool people, drive around when there's no traffic in the evening. And just fill a couple hours in the evening. That's it. And that's after I get off work, mind you, after 9 o'clock, you know, after working all day.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
But I just felt I wanted to fill in some of the time before midnight.
Right.
You know, just drive around a little bit. Yeah. That was really my only justification.
Foster some more cats.
Yeah. Right. I spend more time with my son's cat than he does. That cat constantly constantly wants to play with his teeth. And I'm like
what on
the
couch and stuff? Oh, you mean when like when I play with him. Yeah, cats are like that, though.
And he exposes his teeth and tries to pull my hand to his tooth.
Yeah, they like to nibble. Sometimes it's called love bites, but sometimes it's hard as hell.
It is. Yeah. You know, and I mean, he already left a couple marks. I'm like, hey, no.
Yeah.
That's not the kind of game I want to play.
Yeah, no.
Oh, so they all do that?
Yeah, all cats.
Yeah.
Because back home, my parents have 3 cats.
Wow.
And they're all like that. They'll like act like they're playing with you. All of a sudden, the teeth are out. Yeah, and you're like, whoa.
Maybe I'll get a special glove or something.
Yeah,
you know,
some people do have those. Yeah.
They have those for dogs.
Yeah. I mean, what dog should be biting, though? That's a scary bite.
No, that's for when they train dogs.
Yeah, oh, I think.
Police dogs and shit.
Yeah,
you can see it, right?
Yeah.
They teach him to attack.
I know, God. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That dog's not living his best life. Yeah. Training dogs, poor things.
Yeah.
I swear I have arthritis in my hands, Sam.
Arthritis?
Yeah.
What are you feeling?
It's like pain. Really? It runs in my family, yeah. I'm like, I'm already getting it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. 30 years old with arthritis.
Don't think that.
I have it in my knees, too.
Yeah.
I have to train today right
after.
You're
not a hypochondriac, are you, where you think you have
all the... Oh, I am, fully.
Illnesses in the world?
Not last year, but the year before I went to the doctors 37 times in 1 year.
So there you go. Good. Well, that means you probably don't have arthritis. So I'm happy for you.
He literally, when I came in, he goes, "What today, Danielle?" I'm like, "Hey, Dr. Farzan, don't you ask me that. Something's going on. We need to figure it out." But ever since I moved here, I like barely go to the doctor. So
yeah.
Yeah. The other day I almost went though. I thought my arm was broken. My roommate was like, "You're a psychopath."
Psychopath.
I couldn't bend it. It's because I walked before the other dog left. I walked him, and in the middle of a conversation I was having, he saw a dog and he doesn't like dogs. So he like jerked me and ripped me, like pulled me.
Right.
And I was holding him in the opposite direction. So he pulled me, but my arm was still like over here. So I knew that it hurt at the time, but it was like 2 days later where I couldn't even like bend it like this.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, "Oh, my arm's broken. It's broken."
Yeah.
My roommate was like, "No, it's not. Just put an ice pack on it." And I did, and it was better.
Yeah. It's funny because I had the story ready here. An Instagram model was bit by a shark. She was bitten by a shark while taking photos in the Bahamas. She's 19 years old.
Oh, like, did she want to be with the shark?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, it so wasn't like he ran up.
No. They told her that I guess the natives or whatever encouraged her to go and swim with the sharks. They're like, it's safe, all this. And so she's there, and then the shark attacks her.
Oh, my God.
By the hand and pulls her in into the water, right?
Did she lose her hand?
No.
Okay, that's good.
But it's got tooth marks and stuff on there. And she's extremely lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see her in the pictures. She's surrounded by 20 sharks, maybe, swimming right
around. So she got her picture for the gram, though?
Yeah. And they're showing actually a picture of the shark attacking her, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The father of her boyfriend or her father-in-law, whatever, was... taking pictures while she was like,
whoa. Instead of saving her, he's like, "All right, I got it. I got the I captured it."
Well, that would have been too late, you know. I mean, my God, you know.
I mean, yeah, she's lucky the shark didn't pull her and then bite her neck or something.
Yeah,
rip her head off.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Jaws?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you watch it again now, it's like, come on, those sharks look so fake. But back in the day, like, that made me so scared of water. Yeah. I was like, I'm never going in the water.
Yeah.
Then they got the like music.
And
when it's
a lot of people did not go in the water for a long time.
And it's got that creepy ass music. Right. When the shark is like coming up.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh God, someone's dying right now.
Yeah.
Let's get prepared for somebody to die. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's scarier.
And it was pretty graphic too.
Yeah. Yeah, like blood everywhere.
Right.
So funny how they used to do movies back in the day. It's so different now.
It is.
What, did you ever see Halloween?
No.
Michael Myers?
No. Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen any of them.
So I don't know what's scary.
Because I'm not into horror movies that much.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like myself a good horror film, but then I get scared after, so I don't know why I do it to myself. Like, someone's in my apartment, I know it. It's my night. Michael's coming to get me. But I don't know what's scarier, Jaws music or Michael Myers. Play it on your computer. Let's talk about it. Just
really?
Type in YouTube Jaws theme music and play it. And
well, I know Jaws, but you want to play this?
Yeah, just for
case.
The people.
Okay, I think everybody pretty much knows.
Yeah, but just a refresher.
Right.
And then play the Halloween music.
Okay.
And tell me which one would scare you more.
Right.
Oh my God, that's horrifying.
Yeah, it's better.
I think it was scary in the beginning, the very first 2 seconds. Now it just sounds like something from a play or something. Yeah.
Okay. What's the other one?
Michael Myers Halloween theme
Your
music.
Your Halloween theme song.
Yeah, there we go.
I just put H-A.
And it popped up?
Popped up.
Wow.
You fucking believe this?
Yeah. So I'm not the only one Googling it. No. Or YouTubing it.
Yeah. Michael Myers theme song.
Horrifying. Horrifying.
Really? I guess you have to be there.
Yeah.
To see the
you
got to
watch the movie. Because they play this and you, like, you... It's horrifying.
Really?
Yeah, he just comes
up.
So
you see, it's the association.
Yeah. So I put this, even this, this is way scarier than Jaws. This is like somebody's dying. Jaws was like, I'm at a play. It could be like a million things. This is petrifying. So in high school, I had that as my parents' ringtone. Uh-huh. And they just didn't know. But one time I forgot to keep my phone on silent. And my dad called me when I was with my mom. Uh-huh. And she's like, you're grounded.
Really?
Because I had the Halloween theme music set as their ringtones. Just because I was like, anytime they called me in high school, I was like, I'm in trouble. Like, I'm getting in trouble.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, you got to watch one of them. But anyways, Jamie Lee Curtis died. And because there's like a million Halloween movies.
Right.
There's literally been a trillion. But she died. They literally killed her. He killed her.
Okay.
Finally got what he was looking for because they had like a weird relationship and he was always like tracking her down. So she died.
Right.
Like full blown, fell out the window. Dead. Kaput. Done.
Right.
So they just remake it. The trailer just dropped. And she's
and
in
she's
it.
She's back in it.
And I go, bitch, you just die. Like, you
well,
literally.
Maybe it'll be a prequel then. Maybe it'll be something that happened
no,
before.
No, because she was young.
Yeah, that's
she was
right.
young. Now she's old.
That's true.
She's like, I'm back, bitches. I mean, I love her.
Yeah, she's great.
She's great, but I'm just like,
and
how?
She's beautiful, too, you know? What does she look like these days? She looked pretty good in the trailer, no?
Well, have you seen the trailer?
I think I saw it.
Yeah. She looks good.
Or at least I saw a picture.
Yeah, I mean, she looks older, but I mean, I just have always loved her as an actress.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah. She was in...
She's got great tits, too.
Yeah. She was a hermaphrodite.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she's very open about it.
I never knew.
I think Sierra was a hermaphrodite, too, born with both parts, and then
yeah,
their parents
choose.
Yeah, they're
called intersex now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know somebody like that.
Yeah. But I think now... Instead of having both parts, they're like
yeah, they
giving
choose.
The parents to choose.
The parents choose.
But then what if they choose the wrong part?
Well, then you end up with a transgender maybe or something.
Or like I think they would be homosexual at that point, right?
Well, it depends.
I don't know how that works.
If they're a woman or a man.
Yeah, but what if, okay, so what if everything is a woman, but the parents are like, okay, keep the penis.
But how can they know everything is a woman?
That's what I'm saying. They don't know.
Right.
Because, a baby can't talk. I'm like, hey, mom, in 5 years, I'm going to be a female.
Right.
You know?
Well, I don't know. Obviously, it doesn't happen that much. So, you know, people don't deal with it. But
I wonder how that happens.
I don't know, man. I mean, yeah, you can see there's always room for mistake, you know,
mm-hmm.
by nature, how things develop.
Right. Well, they say that like having different color eyes, like if you have blue eyes or green eyes, it's called a mutation, which is funny because I'm like, everybody wants a fucking mutation then.
Right, right.
Because I would be killing it if I had some blue eyes.
Put on blue contacts.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah,
it's not the same waking up and having those bright blue or green or.
No.
Yeah.
Everybody wants what they don't have.
I know. Isn't it crazy? Like people with straight hair want curly hair and people with curly hair are like, oh, why can't it just be straight?
Right.
Yeah.
And fair skin want to be dark. Dark want to be fair skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I mean, I love my skin color. I've never, ever been like,
yeah,
I wish I had a different skin color. I will say I definitely wish I had different color eyes. Sometimes I wish I had nicer curly hair. I'm glad I have curly hair, but I wish I had nicer curly hair. There's just like a million things, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I wish I had my nephew's curly hair. He's got the best hair ever.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to cringe the day he decides to come home and be like, Mom! And it's like just a buzz cut. She'll lose her shit. I told her to tell him that like we're really with our Native American roots and he can't cut his hair.
Really?
Because Native Americans don't cut their hair.
Right. Well, not all of them, but...
But I mean, if they're really, really with the old school...
With the old school,
yeah. Like I met this chick in college and she had a baby in college with this guy who was Native American and her parents were Native American and they would not let their son cut his hair.
Let me ask you this. This is like impossible because by the time the son grows like 20 years, you know how long the hair is going to be?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in 1 year.
Her dad's hair, he's like a...
So what do they do with all that hair? They have to cut
it. They like tie it up.
No, but not like, you know, several feet of hair.
I don't know. I literally don't know. Her dad's hair was so long. Her dad's hair was like like almost to the floor. He had braids. He had
Did have it almost all the way to the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, never cut it.
Are you serious?
Never cut it. Oh. Yeah, I think it might be different for guys, too. I don't know if their hair grows like females. Mm. Like as long?
No,
you know?
It would grow.
Maybe faster, actually.
I mean, if hair grows. Yeah. You know? Doesn't matter even if it's faster. You're talking about years here.
Right.
So, I don't know. Doesn't sound right.
Hmm.
So this married woman went to a mechanic, right?
Okay.
Apparently, and this is all apparent because she and the mechanic were found dead from carbon monoxide poisoning in the garage.
What?
While having sex. So
husband
the
did
police,
it.
No, so the husband found it. And what they're saying is the couple appeared to have been having sex at the time. So, you know, they didn't realize what's going on. I guess the smoking alarms didn't go off or something. So they just ended up down there. And they're saying that allegedly she was trying to pay him for the repair of the car by having sex with him.
Oh, my God. I just don't understand what's wrong with people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And her husband was probably okay with it because he probably couldn't afford it. Because if your man can't help you pay for your car, that ain't somebody you should be with.
But
period.
Maybe it was just a decision made on the spot. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. Like, hey, I'll give you this discount if you just get on top of me, girl.
Yeah.
Ew. Well, I mean, karma's a bitch.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have they're saying smoke alarms in the garage.
So I wonder, it probably was like leaking all day or something.
No, they probably just left the car on or something, you know?
It was a closed garage, right?
Right.
That'll do it to you. If they had the garage door open, they would have been fine.
Well, but they were having sex. Why would they have it open? I don't understand.
If they lived on the wild side. Yeah. Some people love to have sex in front of their windows and stuff so other people can see them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not
I close my blinds even when I come out of the shower so people can't see inside.
Yeah, I mean, my apartment, nobody can see inside. Like my bedroom, no one can see inside. So.
Right. No, all I have to do is shut my blinds halfway and I'm good.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of stories going on. Did you hear about Whitney Houston's alleged molestation when she was a child? I guess this documentary came out about her, right? Mm. So apparently there are allegations that I guess somebody in the family told or claimed that the aunt molested Whitney and her brother. Dionne Warwick is the other aunt, but then you have Sissy Houston, who's her mother, right? The mother. And they're talking about Dee Dee, I think. Yeah, Dee Dee Warwick, who died 10 years ago. But this is pretty shocking.
That's not cool that people are bringing it up when that person's not there to defend themselves.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like, that's, come on. Like, that's if that's, true. Bring it up when they're here to be like, no, those are false allegations or true allegations. It's not right. Fair.
Well, that's why we shouldn't take it with, you know, you always got to hear the other side.
Maybe. Yeah, but I mean, it would explain why maybe she got into drugs, like, later on in life. God, she was so talented. She had so much potential to just keep, like, drugs, man. And it's so weird that her daughter died in the same exact way, like a year later.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. That's pretty bad, man. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Whitney just seemed like a tortured soul, huh? At least towards the end, man. I mean, to end up the way she did is so, like...
Bobby claims that she was the one that got him into drugs. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up, Bobby. She never met you. Her life would have been better, probably. So crazy that you could just meet one person that can just change the entire outline of your existence.
Right.
Like, for instance, I watched this TV show. It's like Folding Laundry. I've never seen it before, but it was about this guy who was in rehab for drug addiction, and he met somebody like at a coffee shop. And the girl had never done drugs before, nothing like that, but she fell in love with him. And then he got her addicted to drugs and she ended up dying. So he was like talking about how his whole life is just like this repeated nightmare of him
yeah.
losing the love of his life to his addiction.
Yeah, and think of the guilt.
Yeah,
the responsibility.
He's like, every single day, I wish it was me that died. And yeah. I'm just like, one person, you could just meet one person that makes you right. do one thing that you would have never done.
Right.
And it could change your life.
And you're gone.
Either in a good way or a bad way. Like maybe you could meet somebody and they change your life in an amazing.
Well, often that yeah. often happens. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's who we hope to meet. Right. Someone who will help
I'm
us
waiting
be
for
better.
That.
Yeah. Someone who will make us feel even a little better about ourselves.
Someone who won't leave me outside the club by myself.
Exactly. That's terrible. You
I
know? Know.
I mean, everyone was so shit-faced. Like, yeah. it was just like a giant pool of wasted human beings.
Yeah. You see, that's sad, man. When I went to parties in the mm-hmm. 70s, the focus was music. Dancing.
I mean, that's kind of what it is now, but the dancing now is like not, it's not yeah, like how it was back in the same, it's yeah. not like you get on the dance floor with one person and it doesn't matter if you both look like idiots as long as you're having a good time. Dancing now is like girls getting on the couch and shaking their ass as much as possible
right.
for whoever they're trying to fuck that night.
Yeah, and drinking and smoking and doing all the fucking shit mm-hmm. they can.
Oh my God.
Snorting, you
the
know.
The club that I was at last night.
It's all drugs.
Yeah, the drugs is crazy. Yeah. But the club I was at last night has this white wall, but it's like a, you know, like a silhouette wall where you can see
yeah.
shadows.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They fuck. People are fucking.
Really?
And I looked
like
at the bouncer.
Behind that thing?
And I looked at the bouncer. I go, is this legal?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it is, Sam.
Oh, no. I'm agreeing with the question.
Right? Am I wrong?
Yeah,
and the bouncer was like, you need to go, miss. I'm like, you're not kicking me out. I'm at a table, you fucking dumbass motherfucker.
You need to go?
He told me I needed to go because I started asking questions. I was like, the dude, like, it was a silhouette of a dude whipping around his dick, not uh-huh. in his pants,
right.
and a girl on her knees with her mouth open.
Really?
And then he was literally getting a blowjob.
Jeez.
I was like, this is not, this does not seem to be legal.
Maybe it was done by design. I mean, it sounds like something too perfect there.
No, I mean, it's live. Those are real people. Like, they were moving.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is, it's, they planned on people doing.
Oh yeah,
this
yeah, yeah. No, yeah. they're definitely paid. Like you can't get back there. It's
yeah.
it's definitely people that work.
Yeah,
there.
So you can.
But I'm asking, is that legal for a club to do that?
I don't think so.
Like, don't you have to have like a specific permit or something for that? Like
permit?
They're literally
I don't think they allow
whipping
it at
his
all.
Dick around.
They don't allow sexual contact in public at all.
Yeah, it was. I was like. Mind blown. I think there's a.
Do you know that when you go to Amsterdam, though, they have live sex shows and shit?
Yeah,
you know?
Amsterdam's known for their hostels, though. Hold on.
Yeah, they're known for everything, but but they also are very free with sex and stuff.
I'm going to show you. Hold on.
What? Show me what?
I'm going to show you the thing.
The hostels?
No.
What are you talking about? Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't catch his dick whipping around because I didn't pull up my phone fast enough. But I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so it looks like a show.
Yeah, no, it's a show.
Oh.
But I'm like, is that legal?
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, well, not my issue.
They're doing it.
Yeah, they're doing it regardless. I just find it disturbing. Like, I don't want to, like, be going to the bathroom and seeing some guy whipping his dick in a silhouette shadow. Like,
yeah.
I just have no interest in dicks like that.
Yeah. All right, finally, I want to bring up back. We were talking about the Bee movie, which you
brought up
by Pixar, right?
Yes.
So I researched this, and I'm embarrassed to say that I don't remember it, but I need to see it right now.
It's so cute.
And it was with Jerry Seinfeld and Renee Zellweger.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even realize that.
Good cast.
Yeah.
I don't like
they
Seinfeld.
They said the movie
but...
wasn't that great, but still... It might be worth watching.
Oh, my God, I love that movie.
Okay, then I'll watch it.
It's not my fave, but I've definitely seen it like 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, I mean, I like Seinfeld's the main bee, by the
right,
way. Yeah,
right,
yeah, he's the main bee. And
is
then
he funny?
The whole movie has like good humor / serious parts / make you want to cry at some parts.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. I started watching Coco last night.
I still haven't.
And in 4K, do you know how beautiful the colors are? I can't even tell you how sharp the picture is.
I know. I have been hearing about it. I just don't know if I want my I was in Best Buy, and they had the 4K TVs in the front because obviously they're trying to sell the newest product.
Right.
But it's just like too intense for me.
The color, the sharpness?
Yeah, it's like, really? It's like literally, I mean, I think it's amazing that it looks like you're actually like watching it live. Like you're like, oh my God, I'm here. Like I'm definitely in this movie right now. But it's just too much for me. Like I feel like I might get sick looking at it. Like it's almost 3D to me.
Really?
And I throw up in 3D movies.
Jeez, that's interesting.
I accidentally went to go see the Fast and the Furious one time in 3D. And I had to leave. I asked for my money back, and then
I can see.
I was like, ooh, like I was gonna puke.
Yeah,
for sure.
So the B movie came out in 2007 by Pixar, and Born to Be Wild.
So cute.
So, and they're amazing. I mean, and the interesting thing is, I'm reading on Computer Graphics from the beginning until now. It's a huge book, you know. I ordered it online because it sounded good, right?
Right.
And I've been in computer animation for a long time, and I'm getting interested in it again.
Yeah.
So, like just for fun and stuff, you know?
Right.
But so I've been reading this book that turned out to be like a coffee table book. But it talks about, you know, obviously Pixar and DreamWorks and everybody else that's made animated movies. And yeah, so I came up on this yesterday in the book where they were talking about the B movie.
Right.
So
that's funny.
But Pixar is amazing, and I've been a fan from when they're still having just shorts.
Right.
You know, before they had feature films. And I'm fascinated by that company, you know?
I think it's a great company. I think they put out great content too. Like every single movie basically is a great have you seen Up?
Yes. Up was great.
So sad.
Up was great.
Bawled my eyes out on that one. Like my dad had to leave the room. He's like, he did that. I'll be right back. I'm like, yeah, dad, we know what you're doing. You're crying.
All right, everybody. We're totally out of time. Danny, thank you. Go get some rest.
I'm going to work out.
Okay, whatever.
Maybe if I sweat it out, I'll feel better. Probably not.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.